A great war is waged against any germ entering our bodies. The heroes of that war have received no military training. Neither are they possessed of reason. The heroes of this war are minute cells, millions of which would fit into a single full stop. Moreover, this army does not just fight the war. It also determines its own military strategies and produces its own weapons. If all these processes were under our control rather than that of our cells, we would never cope with the immense organization involved. For that reason, it is clear that one cannot expect cells or organs to possess such qualities as mutual communication, agreement, planning, and acting with a perfect organization in the light of those plans. Just think, what we are dealing with here is a few organs and a trillion or so cells. It is certain that a human community of a trillion individuals could never perform such a difficult task as mounting a defense without making any mistakes, forgetting anything, and causing chaos. There is one single truth here which must definitely be admitted, and that is that it is Almighty God, Lord of infinite might, knowledge, and reason, who creates cells, as he does everything else in nature, be it great or small. The fact that it is Almighty God who restores people to health is revealed in the Quran by citing the examples of the word of the Prophet Ibrahim. He who gives me food and gives me drink, and when I am ill, it is he who heals me. He who will cause my death, then give me life. He who I sincerely hope will forgive my mistakes on the day of reckoning.